verse in Hebrews 10 and try to preach a few things this morning. God touching my heart and using me in the service. Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter number 2. It deals with the birth of Christ. Of course, this time of year is reflected about the birth of Christ. And we find here in Luke chapter 2, verse 7, the Bible said she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Recognize that? That she wrapped him in swaddling clothes, laid him in a manger, talked about the Lord Jesus Christ. And so here in Luke's got more description as far as the Gospels about the birth of Christ and what happened. But I want you to recognize the fact that Jesus was born unto Mary, who was the mother of Christ, as far as an earthly mother, that God used her vessel to bring the Son of God into the world. Amen. In Hebrews chapter 10, this is what it says, for it's not possible that the blood, verse 4, of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he says, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast no pleasure. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do thy will, O God. So we find here that the Lord, God had a reason or a cause to come into this world. It was set up before the world began, in the eyes of God, that this thing would come to pass in the time that God set it up. Amen. Over 2,000 years ago, Jesus was born in a manger. Now, we know that that was a place that animals fed. We know that that night that they was going back to be taxed, or my friend, to put their name on the list for where they were from. They done that every 14 years, I think. And they went back, and they therefore she was great with child, and they went to an inn, probably something that no doubt housed people, probably a lot of kin people come back in them days to Bethlehem. Bethlehem wasn't a big city, of course, but they had no room for our Lord, thank God. And so the Bible said, amen, they found a manger, and that's where Jesus was born. The King of Kings was born where animals feed. Amen. He humbled himself and came in this world, thank God, to ultimately die for mankind. And so Jesus took a body. He took the body of flesh. He took upon him the likeness of men. And that's amazing to me to think that God would come as a man. But there was no other way God would accept anything that would save mankind but what he accepted in his son Jesus. I look at this thing this morning and it's amazing to me of God's setup and how everything in the Old Testament pointed to what was going to take place in the new. For only a day of atonement, they brought them lambs and they sacrificed them lambs. Amen. An offering to God. And you know, the last lamb, when they said the last lamb came, amen, all of them was excited about that because it was going to be finished. And no telling how long it took for all of them to be sacrificed. Amen. And they'd say, now this is the last one. And after that last lamb was offered, thank God, they'd say it's finished. Amen. They'd return back to the house. And so it wasn't foreign language when Jesus said, it is finished. Who was the Lamb of God for sin? Amen. And thank God for that. And brethren, I ask this question this morning. I just want to get down to it. Is it all in one man? Is everything in one man? Thank God. Is it in one man? Is it a religion? Is it a system? Thank God that people go through. Or is it one man? Amen. Everything we have this morning is in one. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He took upon him a body. Amen. God never was satisfied as far as taking away sin through an animal sacrifice. Animal sacrifices, amen, were only pointing to the one to come. Animal sacrifices come could not atone or take away mankind's sin. It had to be God to come in flesh. Thank God to take my sin and die for my sin. Thank God that I could be saved and forgiven this morning. And so that's the plan. It's in the man Christ. And so he said, thank God that he took upon him a body. Amen, brethren. Thank God he was recognizing. Thank God Christ took the body of man. Amen. A lot of people denied that fact. But he was God in the flesh. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And so the Word that you received, thank God, this wasn't only the written Word, but it was Him, the living Word. Amen. Thank God this morning. And so everything in this day has religious orient. Everything says do's and don'ts. Everything's Baptist and Methodist. Everything's about man and what he's come up with. That was the problem with the Jews. They never could get past what that old covenant was and that Judaism that they lived in. That when Christ come, they would not receive him as the anointed one of God or the Messiah. He came to save his people from their sins. But they denied him. They would not take him. The Bible said that they will not have this man to reign over us. And so they did not receive him. But thank God for John 1 and 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. For he was a babe one time. Amen. He grew, thank God, like we grow. Amen. Thank God at 12 years old, he's in the temple answering questions of the lawyers and the doctors of the law. And they were astonished at his knowledge. But he didn't come to astonish them. He come to die for me and die for you. And that's the purpose of God. Thank God and his son coming. Even though, my friend, he had to go through, thank God, hell itself. He had to take sin upon him. He had to die for sin once and for all. He laid down his life. No man took it from him. Amen. He willfully laid her down. There wasn't nobody could stop him. There was nothing that could stop what God set up. And Jesus, thank God, my friend, set his face like a flint. Thank God, saw Calvary ahead of him. Endured the cross. Despised the shame and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Who once, thank God, walked in this world for 33 years. But the ultimate price was paid. And when Christ died, he died one time. Amen. He doesn't have to go back and die again. Thank God, friend. I'm telling you, his grace, he's the fullness of grace. Everything about him's grace. Everything about him's love. Everything that God did, he done it from a motivation of love. He loved us while we were yet sinners. He committed his love toward us. And while he died on the cross, he proved his own love by dying for sin, that he might save us from sin. Amen. I want to tell you this morning. And if you can get a hold of this, it'll bless you. When you got saved, if you are saved, he forgave every sin that you ever have committed or ever will commit. Amen. And I had somebody talking to me this week, and they was asking me questions, and they said there was a sin. I'm not going to bring all up, but it's about a sin somebody committed in the church that they attended on that at that time, said that it was unforgivable. I'm going to tell you, the blood of Christ forgives all sin. Now, I want to ask you this. There's no telling of the sins that we committed. There's no telling the debt that we owed because we were sinners. That's all we did was sin. It don't take but one sin to classify you as a sinner. Amen. If you offend the law in one point, you're guilty of it all. We're all guilty this morning of sin. But thank God on the cross, when Jesus took the punishment for sin and became sin, He took away sin. Amen. The day God saved me, thank God, He took away all my sin. Amen. Every bit of it, every bit of sin, He took it away. Thank God. He will never have to die again, and I'll never have to be saved again, because I've already been saved from sin. And so listen. I know that sounds foreign to some people, but it's just God's truth. Every sin you ever commit after you're saved, amen, will not take you back to condemnation. It will not, friend. Hey, God, everything's been forgiven. I mean, if I owed, thank God, my friend, the bank $1 million, and the bank called me and said it's been taken care of, and they took the note before me and struck it and said, you'll never be charged with that again. It don't matter what anybody thinks. It don't matter. It's gone. Amen. When God's Son Jesus forgave you, He forgave you completely. He'll never bring you back to judgment. He'll never bring you back to condemnation. He'll never charge you that you'll ever feel guilty again. That you've been made free by the grace of God. Oh, friend, today, people said that caused a man who wants to go sin. Oh, no, it caused a man who wants to love Him. It caused a man who wants to serve Him. It calls a man who wants to love Him and live for Him and be in good fellowship with Him. Amen. But the fact of it is, thank God, there'll never be one sin that I ever commit in this life that God will condemn me for, because I've been made free from it. Because there was a day, thank God, that a little boy was born in a manger. Thank God, and 33 years later, he's been nailed to a cross, willfully laying down his life. That thank God one day the Holy Ghost to show me my guilt and shame and show me I'm a sinner and bring me to Christ and save my soul and forgive me and redeem me and put it in my life. Thank God it's power. Amen. That's right. It's amazing. So my answer to that woman was, she's already been forgiven. She can't be charged with it. The only sin that I'm charged with or have I have to deal with is the sin that I commit in my fellowship. If I do Brother Keith wrong, then I've got to make it right with him that I might be in good fellowship. And I won't say this tonight. I'll say it again. God don't never disown His children. Never have and never will. God never will disown His children. Amen. Somebody said, well, if you sin after you get saved, you'll be lost again. There ain't no way. It's already been taken care of. I'm forgiven. Thank God. I'm glad today. Praise God. It's already existing, friend. If your boy went down to the schoolhouse, amen, and done some shameful things that you didn't like, amen, and that's possible. I did it. Amen. Thank God. Mama didn't walk in the principal's office and say, I disown him.
Right.
She said, I'm going to correct him for it. That's right, because that's my boy. You think God's a better parent than my mama and your mama? That's right. God never has disowned His children. But I'll tell you what He'll do. He'll correct His children. He'll deal with His children. If you're without chastisement, you're not one of His. Because He chastens them whom He loves, whom He called. Thank God. And so I think about this time of the year. And we always go through these ceremonial things, and I'm not preaching against them. God help yourself. Amen. As long as it's within the bounds of the Word, enjoy your good fellowship. Enjoy giving somebody a present. Enjoy all them things. But brother, I'm telling the foundation, amen, goes back to Bethlehem one day. Thank God when that little old baby boy was born in a manger, amen. God, Herod tried to kill him, tried to destroy him. He knew he was born king of the Jews. How them wise men know? Amen. They had to interpret the star. They were astrologers. Amen. They come from the east. They come from afar. While he was a little old child, they came in the house where he was. How did they know? Carry gifts to Him. Thank God, bow down and worship Him. Amen. Thank God, friend. I tell you how they knew. God let them know. Amen. That's exactly right. They even know. He said, yeah, in the Scripture, in Micah, it says, in that little town of Bethlehem. Thank God, the city of David. Amen. Thank God, the house of bread. Praise God. Thank God, there's going to be one born. That's what the prophet said. That's what Isaiah said. Amen. That's what Micah said. That they're coming. Amen. One born. Hey, God, a Messiah. One to come save His people from their sin. And that's why it was born. It was prophesied. It was set up. It was God, my friend. And today, thank God, He ever lives. Amen. He died to save us. He lived, thank God, to intercede for us this morning. Amen. That's right, buddy. You say, why did He take a body? He had to become one of us. Amen. He had to become one of us. He was a man like me and you. He was tempted at all points like us we are, yet without sin. There'll never be a temptation you ever go through that He didn't go through. See, a lot of people, I will say this, God is a sovereign God. God's a holy God. God's a just God. But I want to tell you this, when Jesus come in the world, He said, you're looking at the Father. And He said, I won't tell y'all, you my friends. Amen. It's hard for them people to take that because all they knew was a servant mode to a God that was on the throne. And here God was walking in the world and He was going about them and rubbing shoulders with them and healing them and loving them and doing all miracles and great things for them. And praise God, they were sinners. I mean, sinners could touch Him, Brother Joe. I mean, He touched the lepers and they was cleansed. And there was nobody could touch a leper. Amen. But Jesus did because He had the power over it. Amen. Amen. They had to go outside the camp. They had to say unclean, unclean. But them lepers came and Jesus cleansed the lepers. Amen. I tell you, look at all what He done. He rubbed shoulders. Thank God with me and you, brother, in His spirit power. Amen. Think about Him walking amongst men. And He said, I'm your friend. Amen. Where are thine accusers? Thank God, no man, Lord. Neither I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. And here the religious crowd says, this woman ought to be stoned. This woman ought to be killed for what she did. And Jesus forgave her what she did. I'm telling you, praise God. We live in a religious day, want to stone people. But I tell you, religion always is critical. Religion's always, my friend, ain't got self-righteous. But Jesus come, thank God, to deliver man from it. Amen, that I might know Him. Amen. Right. Thank God I'm saved this morning. Yeah. Amen. Buddy, I was saved before I was a Baptist. Amen. I'm a Baptist church member, and I was saved before I was a Baptist. Amen. I got, thank God, hooked up with Him before I ever become a Baptist. Amen. I'm telling this morning, praise God. I'm glad I am one. But I tell you, I'm glad I'm saved. Amen. Yeah. Thank God for being saved this morning. Are you saved? Do you know you're saved? Praise God. Are you saved? Amen. You saved. Amen. Well, I'll tell you who saved you. His name is Jesus. He came in the world to save sinners. Amen. Paul said, of whom I'm chief, He come to seek and save that which was lost. That's right. All mankind's lost. They don't know it till they find Holy Ghost conviction on them. Holy Spirit conviction shows you you're lost. It takes away every goodness you think you have. It takes away everything that you hang on to or lean on. Amen. It can take your religious background, thank God, and wipe it out. Amen. Thank God, it don't matter what denomination you was in. The Holy Ghost had to wipe out every denomination tie, every religious, thank God, every religious thing you're holding on to. Amen. And that's narrowed down, friend. Amen. Because, my friend, it's not the way of religion. It's the way of the Son of God, and it is in one man. It's the man Christ Jesus. And I'm telling you this morning, thank God, I met Him and He met me, and He lives in me and I live in Him. And the great miracle this morning is, thank God, He'll be there to forever. Amen. Yeah. That's right. Thank God, I'm telling you this morning. Yeah. If you're saved by the grace of God, yeah, you'll never be without Him. Now, you might live like you without Him. But I'll tell you, He'll not deny Himself. Amen. Even Peter walked afar off. He denied the Lord three times, if you remember. I know not the man. He even cursed one time. That's what he says in the book. And he cursed. Amen. He said, I know not the man. But I'll tell you one thing, son. When Jesus looked at him and that cock crew the third time, he knew before he ever denied him. Even the crowd said, his speech bereath against him. His speech tells me, thank God, that he's a Jew. He's a Galilean. He's been around him. Amen. He's been around that one. That's right. Hey, this was trying to save his hide. Thank God, from being martyred. Amen. Because, friend, I tell you, that crowd would have jumped on him. Amen. They hated Christ. Thank God, but while they hated him, he loved sinners. Thank God, friend, I'm telling you, we hated him. We didn't want him. Amen. The Holy Ghost come to us and said, this is him. And we said, no, I'm good enough. I don't need him, but you need him this morning.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Soon as the Holy Ghost strikes you with a good power of God, you know the first reaction is, oh, no, I'm good enough. I go to the church. I'm religious. Religion will put you in hell faster than anything I know. That's right. It's the worst enemy of God. That was the crowd, the high priest, the chief, captain of the temple, all that crowd there is against him from day one. When he come and said, I'm the Christ, I'm God in flesh. Amen. They said, he's making himself equal to God. He's a blasphemer. Amen. But he proved by his own works. He said, my works prove to you things that I sent from the Father, and I, my Father, one, and I come to do the works of my Father, and whatever my Father tells me to do, that's what I'm coming to do.
Amen.
That's right, praise God. Amen. You won't see what God... Somebody say, I'd like to see what God's like. Read the Bible.
Yeah, that's right.
Read the whole life of Christ. It'll tell you what God's like.
Yeah.
He said, when you see me, you've seen the Father.
That's right,
buddy. He made himself a no reputation. I'll tell you one thing. He was not ashamed. He was equal. He says, hey, he was equal with God because he was God.
Yeah.
Amen. Co-equal. Hey, listen, friend. The Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ was man. He was as much man as we are. But he was all God too. He was all God. You say, explain that a change. Believe it, I do. You say, how, preacher? Because he's in me. That story about Jesus Christ never meant nothing to me as a child. I'm just being honest with you. I went to Sunday school and broke crayons and threw them out the window and done everything else. I was a rebel and amen, against God, railed against God. Amen, I had no knowledge of God. If God hadn't woke me up and dealt with my heart about my sin and quickened me by the power of God, I'd still be going to hell. Don't know where I'd be at. I might be in hell, but I'll tell you one thing. He had to open my eyes up and show me.
Yeah, all right.
You don't put on religious garments. Christ has got to come into you.
Right.
Right. He is my righteousness. He is my life. Everything about me is any good. It's about Jesus Christ. It ain't about me. Hey, God, somebody said, I'm good as you are. I tell you what, you better than I am. What I know, I'd say everybody in here, if you're going to look in and just being a man and a woman, I can testify in my own life, you're a better person than me. But you ain't got a better position than me. I'm in Christ. I've been saved. And I'm going to tell you what. The only thing that gets you to God's heaven is an experience with God by being saved. There's a day, thank God, the Holy Spirit of God opens your blinded eyes and shows you who He is. And He's more than a manger scene. And He's more of a cross than a cross scene. He's more than a cross around a man's neck in religious garments on. Amen. Talking pious and talking like he knows something about God. Amen. That's right, buddy. He is who he said he was. Amen. He said, who did Moses said, who are you going to tell? He said, tell him I am, sent you. He's a real thing. Ain't nobody like him. Amen. He took on a body. If Jesus was here today in the flesh, and he's not. His body, he rose again, thank God, with his body. He was not just a spirit. He said, touch me. He said, touch me. He said, touch me. Put your hands on me. Amen. That's right. He could be touched. Thank God. Amen. A spirit don't have flesh and blood. Amen. But brother, I'm telling you, when he shed his blood, thank God he had no blood because he gave his blood for us. Thank God, but he did have a body when he came back.
Yeah.
Who do you think when he looked at Thomas? He said, here's my hands and my feet. Here's the sword that was thrust in my side. Listen to this. What come out of his side? Blood and water. What come out of Adam's side? His bride. Amen. What come out of the, thank God, of that cross. Hey, God, I'm glad I'm on the Lord's side. Amen. I tell you what come out of his side. Thank God was his love. Thank God. And brother, I'm telling you, he died for a people. Thank God, the believers that would come to him. Amen. That's right. Thank God. Amen. He made it possible for every man.
Right.
That's right. He made it possible for every man. He made it possible. You couldn't be saved if he hadn't died. You couldn't be saved if he hadn't rose again. You couldn't be saved had he not done it with his own body. Out of his own body, he brought a body. He bought the church out of Christ's body who laid down his life. Thank God. He bought the church with his life. Right. Thank God. Praise God. See, what in the world is going on around here? I'll tell you what's going on. I'm trying to thank him for what he done for me. He gave his life. He gave himself. This little old boy, thank God, grew up to be a man. Amen. Don't never say nothing from the 12 to 30. We have nothing in the New Testament. Thank God, Brother Joe, we don't have nothing that describes anything, Brother Keith, from 12 to 30 for 18 years. That don't mean nothing didn't happen. You say, what do you think happened, preacher? Process of life. He had to be 30. That's right, he had to be. Yes, sir, Brother Joe. Ain't that the age when they become a priest? 30 years old. 30 to 50. He lived 3 years and willfully died against a cruel crowd of Jews that hated him. That said, we'll not have him. We'll rather have Barabbas. We'd rather have Barabbas released than to have that man reign over us. Crucify him! And they nailed him to a cross. And he hung our 6 hours. And on the last minute of his cross, last minutes, it looks like there's a thief that said, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Lord, this man's done nothing amiss. Remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. It shows the grace of God.
Yeah.
Right. Wasn't one good thing about that man. Nothing. He was a thief. He said, we ought to die for what we've done. And he said, Lord, remember me. That's all he said. Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And he said, today thou shalt be with me in prayer. He said, son, I'm going to take you with me. Hey, God, because you recognize who you were and you recognize who I was and you asked me and son, I'm going to take you with me. Amen. That's right. Thank God he did. He took them to paradise.
Right.
Amen. Hey, God, friend, he couldn't do one religious deed. He couldn't even attend the church service. He couldn't even sing like y'all got to sing. That's right. He never did. Listen, the praise God. I wonder how long he lived after that. They didn't say.
No, because they broke their legs.
They did. They broke their legs, but they didn't break his.
No.
Amen. Because they said he's already dead. And the prophet said that there wouldn't be a bone broken.
Yeah.
Amen. That's right. Thank God. That's why he pierced him in the side with that sword when that blood and water come out. Amen. That's right. But thank God that old thief. One thief said, if you be the Christ, save us and save thyself. Amen. My daughter said, well, this man's done nothing amiss. Thank God. But we deserve what we get in. Amen. But Lord, remember me. Oh, Lord, remember me. Thank God, Jesus said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise.
That's right.
Thank God. You get self-righteous in your old spirit You don't think, and you say that man deserved to die. Son, all of us do. All of us. Some's done some worse things than others, but I'm telling you what, we all in the same boat. Amen, because we're all sinners. You're going to have to come humble for God. Amen. Thank God. He took a body. He became man. He loved sinners. Died for them. You say, preacher, did he die for me? Yeah. You recognize it. You recognize it. Thank God it's a blessing, ain't it? You got peace with God? Amen. Thank you, Lord. Bless the Lord. Amen. Oh, what a Savior. What a Savior. What a Savior. Amen. Thank God when you was a teenage boy, you made a trip to the altar. Amen. Down there in the shavings under R.B. Green's tent. Thank God and bowed and received the Son of God into your life.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Teenager, now you're 93. Amen. I tell you, he still lives there. Amen. Still manifests there. I'm telling you, thank God. He came man to die. Why? That he might save man. It's a shame to God. I'll tell you it all. It's a shame to God for anybody to ever try to enter the kingdom by his own works and by his own religion. It's all through the Son, Jesus Christ. Let's stand this morning. Appreciate you hearing the worship.